the Archdiocese of Toronto, and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council. Through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Sunday TV Mass on the sixth Sunday of Easter. I'm Father Seamus Hogan. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions of three donors. The first is Helen Sunter from Don Mills, Ontario, in memory of her husband. For the living and deceased members of the Feifel family and friends, for a special intention, and in thanksgiving for all blessings received. The second are Leslie and Rosalind Soares from Thornhill, Ontario, for the repose of the souls of Nancy and John Fernandez. And the third is the Nicholas family from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in loving memory of their parents, Ellie and Rommel Nicholas. May they have eternal rest and companionship. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. Today is also Mother's Day in Canada and many other countries. With the coronavirus still very much on our minds, we remember all mothers who lovingly cared for their families during these difficult days. We also give thanks to all grandmothers whose actions and prayers sustain many families. And for our mothers who have died, we trust that they are with Mary, Mother of Jesus, interceding for us with Mary's Son, our Savior and brother, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On Peter's arrival, Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian cohort, met him and, falling at his feet, worshiped him. But Peter made him get up, saying, "Stand up, I am only a man." Then Peter began to speak. "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. But they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
The Lord has revealed his victory in the sight of the nations. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have brought him victory. The Lord has revealed his victory in the sight of the nations. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed his victory in the sight of the nations. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. The Lord has revealed his victory of the nations.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The story is told of Saint John, the author of this gospel, also known as the beloved disciple, very advanced in years, near the end of his life on the island of Patmos, where he was exiled. There he lived in solitude in a cave, surrounded by a few chosen disciples. Because he was the last of the 12 apostles, every Sunday, hundreds of Christians would come to Patmos for the Eucharist and also to see John. And Sunday after Sunday, the disciples would carry this frail apostle down to the crowd. And when the time came for him to preach, the crowd would come closer and closer. And the reason is his voice was barely above a whisper. And week after week, he would say the same thing to them. Children, love one another. Children, love one another. Finally, after one such Sunday, one of his disciples, while carrying him back to his cave, asked him, "Teacher, why do you keep repeating the same thing over and over? Children, love one another." "Because," replied the beloved disciple, "the master kept repeating it over and over." Love is the unifying principle that brings together and gives purpose to everything that we do. Our lives are full of demands and expectations. We have to go to work. We need to be productive in whatever we do. We have to stay focused to accomplish things during a painful pandemic. We have to give attention and affection to those we love. Students have to study. Parents have innumerable responsibilities. Let's face it, we have a life at work. We have a life at home. For those of you who commute, you have a life in the car, and so on. The danger is that in all of this, our lives can become disjointed, sort of pulled in different directions, almost like an engine off track. Thus, we look for a value to provide harmony, a principle to give unity, a force to give coherence, and a motive to supply direction under which everything we say and do can come. And that motive is love. The love of God, so clearly seen in the life of his eternal Son, Jesus, is the love that we are called to accept, to return, and also to radiate. As Christians, love is our lofty vocation, to accept, return, and radiate the love of God. It's the unifying principle in everything that we do here on earth. How do we deepen and maintain that love? It's very simple, actually. Personal prayer is a key part of that. To grow in love with someone, we first of all need to spend time with that person. We converse with the other. We listen to the other. We simply enjoy being with the other. And the same is true in our love for Jesus. We call being with the Lord, listening to him, and conversing with him prayer. So thus, daily prayer is essential to our life. If we really love someone, we make the effort to speak with them as frequently as we can. And it's the same with Jesus. If we truly love him, and if we desire to grow in love of him, then daily, faithful prayer, no matter what form that takes, is going to be essential. When we do grow in love with someone, we're capable of, I think, heroic deeds. We're capable of doing incredible things. And I think that's important to remember. One time I saw a child walking with his mother on the sidewalk, and then he bolted into traffic. Without hesitation, the mother, oblivious to an oncoming truck, grabbed that child. Now, thankfully, the truck missed a mother and child and stopped inches away, but it didn't surprise me that the mother would do that. The mother loved her child. I also know a couple where one of the spouses, the wife, had a degenerative disease, and in the midst of that disease, she grew further and further into pain. Her husband was always with her. Many years this took place. And I told him, I said, "Henry, I'm very impressed by the way you treat your wife so well." And he said, "Well, you know, Father, on the day of our marriage, I did say, for better or worse, till death do us part." I think that's so beautiful. He loved her as much as the day of their wedding. That's a great lesson for us. Sometimes we're going to have to love in difficult times when it's not always easy. And that can be even the case with Christ and his church. Sometimes it's not always easy because Christ can seem distant, or even his church can seem somehow difficult to love because of where we are. I think the important thing, therefore, is to do the difficult, because when we love in difficult times, that's when love is proven. Jesus calls us friends, and he lifts us up to a great love, an invitation to love, even in difficult times. As our blessed Lord said, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant doesn't know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends." Love makes carrying the burden of our cross and the yoke of Jesus Christ easy and light. Let us grow in love of God each day. We now confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We now have our special prayer for the month of our daily TV Mass. We pray for all of those in the daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those asking for peace in their family. For this and all of our intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God
forever. Holy Spirit, consecrate by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, of my iniquity, and cleanse me of my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands,
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but above all to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of the Paschal Sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Christians all rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world glad news we bring. Alleluia, alleluia. Life is raised today. Sing songs of